Angels Delirium Liberty Chapter 2 Love Pastries.
What?
Under a rope twined in paper flowers, drooping under layers of bulging, peeling plaster, Dobra Luba stabbed a pin through hair she'd gathered and coiled. She leaned to the mirror. A faint crop of down gleamed along the thin neck, and the delicate shoulder blade flexed under chalky skin. In the mirror, under brow lines sketched at the bridges of her eye sockets, blue eyes followed C's hands fumbling between trays and wine glasses along the bed. At her shoulder, a nude Amazon, waist-deep in a greasy jungle, stared out through the shell of a room into a soft, vast, external industrial bellow. The chair squeaked. Below a metal bar, Dobra Luba's wrists went dividing garments, slipping down a vest into a pocket. She lifted out flat parcels, rifled a paper ticket envelope, tucked parcels back, and searched a more distant pocket. Her slippers clapped the wood floor, and she sank down beside C, lips glistening. Under her thumb, a silver lighter clicked.
Why do I never understand the things you say?
It's from an opera, said C, that you'd not be familiar with. He leaned toward her, and the tip of the cigarette nudged flame. He leaned back, smoke slipping up. At one time I knew it word for word. Not sounds, my son. Shadows of sounds. Towns stark-churched. Hounds silently baying. You're right, I'm not familiar with it. What is it? Mendoza, who gets swallowed along with his son by a female python.
Female? Is that important? A python is a python.
If they escape, I suppose she can claim to be the font of life.
Do they?
What?
Escape.
Maybe the boy does, maybe he doesn't. The infantry introduced the composer to a ball with his name on it, leaving the boy and his father dissolving gradually, struggling to find a way out. She is digesting them. They get thinner and thinner. They start to fade into this bleak world, this landscape inside the python. The boy embraces his father for the last time, but it's just wind and a bit of fluttering cloth.
I don't think I am able to appreciate that. Sounds horrible.
Sure.
In the hall, a drunk bumped, moaned, and tumbled. C flicked ashes. The smoke from his cigarette folded in the leaves at the Amazon's stomach.
All the more horrible that we're in the same fix. Conceived without much care by some itinerant illustrator of industrial monstrosities. Bare suggestions, barely limbed.
Can any person understand you?
I don't at all. Though I do like to hear your voice, like a cat purring.
Something crashed in the next room, setting off a childish tinkle. Dobra Luba pried his fist open in her lap and a crushed package tumbled to the floor. Under a waxen sheath,
the word browns expanded on paper.
What are you doing with train tickets? Are you going on another trip?
I am.
You will be back soon?
With any luck, I shall become a brigand and wend the pathy wilds the remainder of my days.
Dobroluba compared her fingers to his. She ran her fingertips over the slick, reddish lump.
Tell me the truth, she said. How did you lose them?
At the foot of a virgin's bed, to the jaws of a sentinel hound.
No, not a fishing accident.
You have named the first. The second was commandeered by the beast.
I like it very much.
What do you like very much?
Your hand. I am a woman who can appreciate an injured hand.
Women do appreciate that.
Women appreciate what?
The injured.
Women appreciate the injured? You can't mean that in a nice way.
Was it your wife who embittered you?
Did she ever truly love you?
My pet, you are simply splitting the question sack at the seams this afternoon.
Did she?
She loved me, and she loved me not.
Kind of a pastry that, don't you think?
Cooked up from primeval hankerings, covered in florid wrapping and trussed with a burgundy ribbon.
Its primary function for keeping boredom from advancing contravention.
How can you say that? Love, you know, can be extremely agreeable.
Well, I have not exactly declared it to be disagreeable.
I have correctly identified it as a pastry.
C watched Dobroluba's fingertips sliding over his palm. In the next room, the bed springs squeaked. After a while came distant wing beats of a fleshy bat. Dobroluba scratched at his palm.
What does it feel like to make love to me?
Dizzying. At every moment, you're some other woman.
Another ghost from among those passing around me. A ring of tenderness and blame.
I keep looking to capture you.
Pin you down on some brilliant lake bed where the salt cuts my knees and the sun scorches my back.
The fan outside stopped. Car horns, faint or sharp and indignant, piped up from the city below. A propaganda herald passed, a mumbling voice that proclaimed optimistic tidings, and then faded, grousing up some distant avenue.
Sea blue rings of smoke, one widened to the size of a small plate, and Dobroluba pierced it with her toe.